Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. I want to move right into my Dan Bongino theory, which you should never name a theory after yourself, but it is my show, so the rules kind of go out the window. The Dan Bongino theory of Trump the Disruptor. As I said yesterday, it is the second sequel to the Conan series. Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer, and Trump the Disruptor, part three. Of course, there's no part three to that. I don't think there was three Conans. I'm pretty sure there were only two. The second one was a disaster. The first one, instant classic. I put it on all the time. Paula hates it. She literally looked at me one time, right? And she said, what did you say to me? This is the worst movie I've ever seen. I'm like, I was going to divorce her right there. That is heresy. That is heresy. That is a greatest man movie ever, the original Conan the Barbarian. But the trequel, Trump the Disruptor, is important. Why does this matter? On a serious note about this court story. So the media, obviously, Joe, doesn't care that they're on the record saying you should see to justice in an election year because it's a four-year term. And now that it's Trump's four-year term, they're saying, don't you dare see to justice. They just don't care.
Right.
You understand that. They know they're on tape. They're not stupid. Chris Cuomo, Chris Hayes, they're ideologically ridiculous, but they're not dumb people. They're not. They know they're on tape saying the exact opposite, showing they have no principles at all. They just don't care. So why, if you were in the media, would you not care about your credibility? We haven't forfeited our principles here at all. I have said to you openly many times, I even asked President Trump a question on our second interview about it, about the, like, things like the national debt. They're a really big deal. They're a big deal when Trump's in charge. They're a big deal when Obama was in charge. I had no problem with McConnell blocking the vote for Garland. They were in charge. We elected a Senate when Barack Obama was in his last year that wasn't of his party. The party said, we are giving you advice and consent on Merrick Garland, Barack Obama. And the advice is, no thanks. We don't consent. Okay, good. Go elect a Democrat Senate if you want, and you'll have the ability to do the same. You don't have that now. You may in January. You don't now. Let me show you this Washington Examiner theory so I can show you why, how Trump has disrupted the media ecosystem so much. That was the point of that. I'm sorry. I should have got to that first. Bottom line up front. That he's disrupted the media ecosystem so much that the media now no longer cares about their own credibility at all. And Trump has turned traditional liabilities for the Republican Party into assets. Look at this Washington Examiner piece. This was in yesterday's show notes, but it's important. Bongino.com/newsletter. We're over 200,000 people on our newsletter now, which is the show notes. So I appreciate you signing up. It's all free, of course. Washington Examiner, Rob Crilly, the great Rob Crilly. Trump allies see political gold in Dems' extreme response to pending SCOTUS pick, Supreme Court of the United States, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, they have gone insane, the Democrats, because Trump has dared to do what I just played you 2 minutes of the mainstream media telling the president they should do when it was Obama. Fill that seat when it's Trump. Don't you dare fill that seat. But they already said fill that seat. So Trump is done what the media said under Obama, and now they're losing their minds. And the liberals are proposing literally insane things like you should be diagnosed with a psychopathological disorder. Like, let's expand the United States with Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. Let's pack the Senate. Let's pack the courts with 11 justices, 15 justices, 227 justices. This is like serious stuff the Democrats are putting out there, which is insane, serious, psychopharmacological treatment kind of stuff. So, Joe, if I fail at this explanation, I would be very upset. Here is my theory of Trump the Disruptor, okay? So if you got to stop me if I mess this up.
All right.
In the past, if this was, say, George Bush, George W., I like George W., I worked for him, he's a nice guy, but I wasn't a big fan of his brand of conservatism, if you know what I mean. But in the past, this would be, this open seat would be political dynamite. Why? Because the media knows, even though they said fill the seat under Obama, they would come out and they would do their standard attacks on Republicans. Say the president now, same scenario as George W. Bush, play ball with me for a minute, who doesn't have the same fighting characteristics of Trump. The Dems and the media know to go on attacks. What do, Joe? We know the playbook. To appoint the seat, Joe, it's racist or something. It's xenophobic. It is? How's it xenophobic? We're not appointing a foreigner. It doesn't matter. It's definitely xenophobic. For some reason, we'll explain later. Of course, the media then goes on and explains it in a BuzzFeed article, how it's xenophobic. It's definitely misogynistic. They can explain that in a minute. I'll give you that. They'll be like, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she was a woman, So it's definitely misogynistic to, but what if we fill it with a woman? It doesn't matter. It doesn't, it's still misogynistic. So what would happen? If it was the W campaign or others, and they were running for re-election, what would they do? They'd do what Republicans always did before Trump. They would probably back down.
Yeah.
And the media gets their scalp. That's how it works. So I had to write this down. So again, the Dan Bongino of Trump the Disruptor, who's got the, how he's, and this is an explanation of why the media doesn't care anymore about anything other, but like their principles, reputation. They just care about attacking Trump because Trump did this to them. He's made them clinically insane. So in the past, I wrote Dems media, they attack. GOP immediately backs down. All they have to do is write a story about how you're definitely a misogynist for filling the seat, or you don't like women or blacks or Hispanics, or it doesn't matter. Just make it up because they make it up anyway. Unless it's not real, of course. And I was thinking back to my graduate school training. Graduate school. I hate when people quote their education, but in this case, it matters because I behavioral learning was my thing in graduate school when I was in the City University of New York. And they have these things, classical conditioning and operant conditioning. And what you learn in conditioning is the response reward thing. So the media has a response. Call them a racist and they won't fill the seat. The reward is they don't fill the seat. Why is it a reward? Because the media are liberal activists who don't want you to fill the seat. Response, reward. Now, human behavior, they fit very interesting patterns. And they're pretty much all the same with this response reward functions. You know how you can tell? Rig a Coke machine. Remember the old Coke machine you put quarters in and you yes. get a Coke or a Pepsi? Rig it. Rig it so every ninth person who goes to the machine doesn't get a Coke, no matter how many quarters they put in. What do they do? What would you do? You kick the machine. You shake the machine.
Yeah.
You look at the machine. See if it, you shake it. You go. You start kicking even harder.
You cuss, yeah.
You stare at the machine. You son of a
bitch. Exactly.
The machine's not going to do anything. You're not getting your Coke. It doesn't matter. People, Joe, they all do the same thing.
Yes,
they kick the machine. They shake the machine. Don't they?
Yeah.
That's got a name. It's called an extinction burst. When you've made a response, an operant, the behavior in the past, put quarter in, get Coke, I'm thirsty. The reward is the Coke. It tastes good. You respond, but there's no reward. Ah, everybody melts down. It's built into your gene code. Everyone responds roughly the same way. Kick it, look at it, stare at it, complain about it. Why? Because you didn't get your reward. That is what's happening right now with the media. This is an extinction burst. They're kicking the Coke machine. They know everybody's laughing at them. They're like, look at this idiot kicking the machine. It's not going to do anything. They're watching, screaming a machine. It's a metal object. It's going to scream back. Give me my damn Coke. Everybody loses their minds. This is what they don't care that they look like idiots, that they're screaming like children at Trump. They have called other Republican senators and presidents racists and misogynists in the past to get them to not do something. And they've been rewarded with them not doing it. And Trump's doing it anyway. He's like double-barreled, you know, I never use the right finger because some kids are watching on Rumble, but sometimes I'm tempted. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Response, call Trump a racist. No reward. Followed rapidly by an extinction burst of childlike behavior. Look it up. I'm not messing with you. This stuff is real. Here is the greatest extinction burst of all time. Hat Tip Grabian, the great Tom Elliott. He has the best supercuts over there. Here is a supercut of the most hilarious media extinction burst I've seen in modern times. This is the greatest montage ever of Trump is definitely a fascist, and he's definitely, definitely Hitler, too. Check this one out. This is a classic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't know. We won't. Call them fascist comments. Fascist. Fascism. Fascist. Call fascism. Fascism. Just fascist. Fascist.
Notions of fascism. Xenophobic. Racist. Demagogic. Racist. Sexist. Xenophobic. Autocratic. And fascistic. Donald Trump is a fascist.
Someone like a fascist or a tyrant or an autocrat.
Fascist rhetoric. Fascist language. Fascists.
I'm glad that you're starting talking about fascism.
Hitler. Right. Fascist rhetoric. He's talking the way fascists talk. It's autocratic. Fascist. Nazi German. Before the rise of Hitler, fascist language
to Hitler, fascist Hitler, Adolf Hitler,
Hitler, Hitler, well, Hitler, 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 but Hitler,
from what Adolf Hitler preached in the early 30s. Let's just say it once and for all,
folks. Come on, that's tell me that's not hilarious for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
I'm serious. Godwin went out there. Paula wants that. She's doing. She's mixing. She's cutting wax on the one and twos. Remember back in the day, Joe remembers records.
Yeah,
well, DJs back in the day, they called cut and wax. Uh-huh. You'd mix the one into turntable. That was all electronic. Back in the day, they'd really scratch. We call it scratching. You know, you get on the turntable. I used to do it with my friends up in New York. So we damn, but I used to play Tone Loc. Funky, cool, Medina. I played that and started scratching. I was pretty good. I'm not even kidding. My friend Baz was awesome. Jimmy Sands, good man. We used to go in his basement, cut wax on it. We need a mixtape on that. Hitler, Trump is Hitler. She's cutting wax over there. This is the most obscene, ridiculous absurdity I have ever seen in my life. Tom Elliott, Grabian. Awesome, awesome. Follow him on social media. His supercuts are the best. I think he had that one title. For the thousandth time, Trump is literally Hitler. They don't care. You're watching an extinction burst of stupidity. They put the Coke in the machine. Trump's a racist, fascist, Hitler. They didn't get what they want. So they kicked the machine and doubled down. And now everybody's Hitler. Hitler, fascist, Hitler, 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 fascist. We need like DJ Paulie D. Cut that up, that thing. Maybe we can put it in a little song.
The Dan Bongino Show.